Lord, watch your heart, your mind. Your heart turned to the Lord with joy. Your heart rejoices. Lord already knows. And surrender your finance, your time, and your heart, and everything. God is pleased. From now on, God's prepared blessing will be opened. People's utterance, Peter's sight, Peter's behavior don't follow. And the people change, people fade away. Do not follow the things to be changed. Unchangeable things, unfading things, God's word. Just focus on. With truth, I answer. With love, I reward you. Lord said. I bless your new step. When you step forward one step, I know. I bless that step. I perform great thing. Expect me. Open your mouth and receive and such grace. I bless your stepping one step forward. Your possibility, you judge, you evaluate. And some say it's difficult to overcome, to be overcome over that. But whether you consider impossible, but pray and ask with your own supplication. Even people is difficult, but if you once you do, I extend my hands, I pour out my grace. My grace and bless you, my blessing. And make you rich in various parts and impossibilities turn into possible ones. Do not judge with the evaluation. Do not consider with the evaluation. More honestly, more boldly, ask me with thanksgiving to the present situation and ask me. And when you do, I break down impossible things and I perform my miracles. I open the door greatly. That said the Lord. Until now, even you did again and again, didn't work well. It, no matter how you challenge, it didn't work well. Such things, you will give up. However, my beloved ones, people made you disappointed, you disappoint yourself, but how I disappoint you? Trust in me. Ask me. Never give up. Never give up. Trusting me. I renew you. The things you couldn't do until now, I just make you do. Impossible door is opened. You are renewed and you are transformed. And rely on me, I expect me, not yourself, not people's utterance, my word, and me, trust in. I make everything new, and I renew you. The thing you couldn't overcome, let you overcome. It's a miracle for you. Through that miracle, I reveal myself, said the Lord. By grace, be strengthened, said the Lord. In this place, by grace, I heal you, build you up, I send you out. Receive that grace. Broken things never recovered. However, I say, broken things, I can recover you. By the power of resurrection, even the collapsed things, I remake again and make more better one. Than previous ones, broken heart, broken relationship, broken life, and scattered ones, and I make those things new, renew you, and make them better ones. Never despise the power of thanksgiving, not just give thanks, standing on the grace of resurrection and the cross, and by faith, even the worst things you consider, but and God's good purpose and plan behind that, which expect and just give thanks. I open that door and I give you my vision. My vision leads you, your life, and a new life, and a new strength. I give you. I'm a God who recover. I'm a God who make impossible and possible. I'm a God resurrection. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the deep presence of Holy Spirit. Thank you for the prophecy, the wonderful special song, each, thank you. Each attendant today, thank you, each attendant online from a different local place. We are about to listen to the scripture. Also, the some thousand and some decades thousand and the people you are already pastoring. Holy Spirit work, Lord, just be there and our face and each one of us, we could see the victory you prepare. We just expect the Lord. Speak and listen humbly before you with belief in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we give thanks to the Lord? Please be seated. And the Lord and die for us on this third day. We are expecting the Lord, and shall we listen to the Lord? As I told you before, the other day, Pastor Paul Akimoto came in April, and he delivered a message. At that time, he used this portion, 13:13. So next week, not this week, but next week, and 4th of May, this place, All Japan Gospel Group Contest, it's a preliminary round of Kyushu region. And also that for the youth part, and you can apply to today. So I wish you to Fukuoka, Kumamoto, Kita Kyushu, and they applied. Also the and the Kamisama no Kodomo and the Children of God and Peace already entering. So and below the year 20, and if you overcome, also we have a contest for children, so elementary school, and Kita Kyushu and Kumamoto, and they applied. I know. And from Nagasaki, they applied. The afternoon, the 4th of May, and we are planning 1 p.m., but we have pastor's meeting before that. It might be a little bit late. So general group and the 27, we are afraid we have contest to 5:30, but holiday. So I ask you to come. And evening, we have a meeting with Pastor Paul Akimoto as a guest speaker. And also, when she came to and April, she delivered a message from this portion. And faith, hope, and love, and these three remain. And but the greatest of these is love. When we compare, the love is best. But and they were mingled. The youth. And the love of God is shown in the cross. I want to deliver the message about that story because by the cross, Jesus showed his love. If we have faith and all that cross, we understand that the strength of the resurrection. If we don't have faith, how? And related to me, and because that took place 2,000 years before. So, how to relate nowadays? But, and even to in order to know love, we need faith. But some people say we don't understand the love. But key point is the faith. Through faith, we can know the love of God. Even when we talk about the topic, the loving people, the agape, the love agape is spoken and spoken in Bible with the love of God. But we might be able to do that temporary, but as a human being, it's impossible for us to do continually. Therefore, by the Holy Spirit, by the strength of Spirit, it's also related to faith. So faith. And when Pastor Paul Akimoto came the last time, and he talked about the hope, and the people had a hope and solution in problem. For example, you are cancer. If you take such a medical care, radio exposed, and you can, you might be able to live 30%, but you can remain and only 1 week. But you know, we have to be disappointed. So it means we can have a hope in the problem, but Christian different. No matter how a problem is, but we have a hope in God's word. Another one, and whether we have hope in life or not is very big difference. Even the 50s, and the 50s and the very, very strong and the God. In the TV shows, TV program shows, and 50s, and the male and the love, and just you know, shaking hands so strongly, and they were so stuffed, and they look so happy, but it's in the meaningless, and some say it might be different, but we need and correct vision, correct dream in our lives. God's given vision we have, and if people have, we are changed. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The people are unrestrained, and if we do in the future, and we are disappointed. So God's given vision, God's given plan, and when we have, and the people can live, and looking shining. And even we are disappointed, and we are so hard, and if we have a vision, God's given vision, we are okay. So no difference in how old we are, and how our sex is. So it's, it is, and so even the hope and based on faith, and without faith we can't talk about. So first we learn the foundation, the faith. So next week I might there was a message about the crucifixion, the cross. So through faith we can know the love of God and the hope of God. So faith means to believe in Jesus, believe in God. We might understand, but it's difficult for us to understand because Japanese church and don't talk about the faith. Even that faith is spoken, told, but it might be difficult. But what it is concretely, what does it mean to believe? In the James, and the book of James says, the faith, if it has no works, is dead. Being itself, and once we believe in, and act, action, and for the situation we believe in, and we can expect. So just focus on 3 points and 5 points I deliver, and so the many action we have, but and mainly five, and if we use, and we can experience God's love, because God is alive. The concretely, God contact us, and God make a relationship with us, and the students, and the relationship with the others, and if you work, and the people's relationship in the job place, and also the if you are housewife, and marriage relationship, and the parent-children relationship, God contact concretely, and God extend His hand, because God is alive. And the real love, and whether we experience God or not, and about the faith, we have to use, we have to make it work. We have to use. I don't want to use this word, but we want to use, we need to use, we need to make it work. And concretely, in the 5 points. First is, you know, the thanksgiving, the repentance. Because all of us are sinners, and nobody make a mistake, nobody commits sins, we do. Many people, and Japanese people, and except for people who show and on the public, but we have a tendency, we blame ourselves, and we regret, but and we don't repent. But repentance means confessing our sins before the Lord and receive the forgiveness from God. And necessary things we have to share with the people. I want to share, about the mission work this time. But so second point is, and first in dependence, and the second one is thanksgiving in everything, good thing and the evil thing, even our mistakes, and depend, and after that we need to give thanks. And even people, because of people, other people, we receive such a harm, and but we just forgive and give thanks, because even and other people's result, because God alone, even we say it is negative, but if we depend, if we receive with thanksgiving, everything turns into blessing for us. Therefore, if I do in the concretely thanksgiving, and the people had thanksgiving in everything, and the testimony never end. Because the Pastor Minami in Miyazaki, I visit him every month, and no end testimonies. Even the Pastor Kamidate in the States, and if we do thanksgiving continually, and the miracle take place continually. Thanksgiving. Not materials on giving up and desperation, but really God works. If I gave her about the testimony of Pastor Kamidate, Kamidate is married, and ex-husband died, and he got married, she got married, and present husband, but he was in Tohoku, and the testimony in the job place in the Misawa, and she was a guard in the hotel in the located in the U.S. Army, and one day in the hotel, and the representative of hotel in the U.S. Army, the person said, and it found and he's mischarged in the money, and because she didn't want to excuse him, but because she had a representative of the finance, treasury, department, so, and because of his her job, and she reported, and a little time and allowed until the everything and the set a charge, and you know that representative on the hotel and try to take away all of and proof, but you know the only one thing she reported, her report was remained, and after that and she started to be injured, buried, and I didn't expect, but even the American did, and even the things that she want to fire, she want to quit, and took place one after another, and she was placed in the front, and even the very clear and the very, and she tried to make her quit, but she tried, she wanted to do, but just you know, it's a obedience to God, and I prayed God, and God asked her to remain until March. At that time, no cellular phone, but she didn't have cellular phone. And it's a kind of pay telephone, and she entered such a telephone box, and just hiding from the representative, and secretly make a phone call to pastor in charge, Pastor Sasanuma. Pastor Sasanuma now transferred to Tokyo, and she asked her to give thanks, and they did thank God online, and sometimes she did with crying and tearing, but she did again and again, she overcame such situation, but even that, the condition didn't change, and she spent like this three and a few months, and when March came, and she quit, the job. And in order to receive the lost people's insurance, and she went to the office, and just she tried to receive the such judge, and the person said, "Oh, you quit the job." And have you experienced? And that person asked her if she might have a and the situation she was buried, and she said, "Yes, I was." And what? And because that person asked her, and she said. And then the person said, okay, let me send that report and ask her to write. And in such case, and you need some witnesses. I don't think it works well because usually it doesn't work. But and just you know, I apply for that into the upper round. And to tell the truth, and after it was authorized, and after 3 months, and started to pay. But if that report is accepted, and immediately, and 70% of, and but you know, full salary, and she can receive. But and that person said it's impossible that report is and passed, but that report was passed so much because and the workers and watch and the worker agreed everything. So because that barrier was so hard, many people understood, many people witnessed, and because of that, and until to receive and a new job, and her salary was guaranteed. And attending and the church in the full scale, and she became pastor, and she had a daughter. Well, completely, life was protected, and that testimony and what they brought and from the film she made, and she applied the film contest in the winter Hakuba camp. What? With Thanksgiving, when she did, and everything she did at that time, and became her goodness. Even the, after she quit the job, her life was guaranteed in the half year, and she became pastor. So, when we do give thanks, we didn't understand, we don't understand that situation, but everything turned into our goodness. It means the usage of faith. It's the second point. The third point is and asking with prayer. Many people don't do. And interesting example, when I went overseas, and Pastor Akimoto shared the story of corn. And she had a corn. When she read the newspaper, and she found the article, and that corn, and not healed, and but you have the hospital to receive healing. Oh, my corn is the same style of that corn, so impossible, and my corn is healed. Then, and he didn't care, but watching and TV one day, and God told him, you don't pray about your corn, and he might be frightened. He might say, oh, what? But because God told him, you don't pray about your about the corn. And just, you know, at that time, he believed the article of the newspaper. He didn't expect and healing. Then he didn't ask God. Then he depended to God, and he prayed honestly. And 3 weeks later, he found and his corn was healed. And listening to that testimony, the father of the today's attendant, and he had you know, athletic foot, and the daughter tried to escape him. But when he heard that testimony, and he started to pray, placing his hands honestly, but soon, not healing, he found that, but later he found the healing. But when he suffered from and the athletic foot, and the daughter escaped, daughter and scolded him, but you know, after he was healed, and daughter was surprised to see that, what happened. And listening to that testimony, and the wife of Pastor Elijah in Kumamoto, and pastor also suffered from 20 years, 30 years, and the wife, and asked him and to pray about that. Then after alimony prayer meeting, he did 30 minutes honestly, and completely healed. And those things took place within a few years until and they started to ask, nothing took place. And asking showed the faith. But even Pastor Paul didn't estimate and expect the healing, but when he was told, he started and he was healed. Also, Pastor Elijah, and, because they are pastors and with their prayer, and they were healed by themselves, and it was so, you know, that strengthened them, and because nothing took place until they started to pray, because asking God is the faith. Do you have things you already give up? Do you have things you don't ask God? But you don't need to tell others, but ask God. That with repentance, give thanks, and also think and is obedience to God's word. I want to prepare many things, but one lady, the devoted Christian, in the beginning, and husband was non-Christian, and the first, you know, she gave a drive to her, but she became very urgent, honest Christian, and he started to persecute, and after some time passed, and you know, he stopped coming to coming back home, and but she prayed honestly, and but she asked and the members to pray, church members, and they asked the husband to come to one summer camp, and he came because of their prayer. But since then, he left home. He didn't come home. And before that, you know, and the husband and wife did, and the invitation to husband, and coming to church, coming to camp, and but you know, he left home. He didn't and bring income either. Then she started to ask God. She started to and ask God. Unbelievable things God taught. She had saving money at that time. I don't think it's a big deal, but for her, it's a big deal. Because husband left home, and she started to work with a part-time job, and but you know, she can't afford the life, and then and she was using saving money, but God told her and just surrender all saving money, and temporarily she thought, I made mistakes reading Bible and attending service, even if, and the pastor didn't deliver the message to surrender the saving money, and no matter how fast and she was listening, and those things and forced her, and she couldn't escape, and she thought, oh, that what God is telling me. God was speaking to me to surrender all of my saving money. When? Your birthday. She, pastor said, your birthday, surrender your saving money. Then she said she accepted on her birthday, and she brought such saving money to that person on the way home. And she received such a joy. And she can't mention, but unbelievable joy she received. I know, because she obeyed God, and she was filled with joy. And then some friend visited her at the birthday party, and end of that day, she got a phone call, and nobody said. She thought someone was on the line, and the people over there, and that people said, and that voice, and she found, she wife recognized and his wife, and that voice said, today your birthday, isn't it? And because he understood, he called, and he was drinking, but he asked her what I should do, and with thanksgiving she prayed at that time, and she told that voice said, and I am a fool. But she didn't say, and you are a fool. But she found he is in the next prefecture. After they were talking, she found
隣の県にだけです。
And anyway, she was in the next prefecture.
私らにその奥さんね。
That wife.
明日その隣の県で。
Tomorrow.
And the
meeting is held. Pastor from Nagasaki visit that meeting. So why don't you visit? Don't you attend? And the husband accepted. And I got information about that from that wife. And then I accepted. And I went to that meeting with the preparation on the evangelistic meeting. That church meeting and many and other church members come. So, but I just expecting and the non-Christian, but nobody come looking a non-Christian. But just you know, even I started to standing on the pulpit, I started my and message. But just you know, if and the people who looking and non-Christian come, I decide to change the message. But the one person who stayed, and from the beginning I thought he's a other church member. But and after meeting was over, she came and she said, he introduced himself. I found, you know, he was that husband. And he said, I accept Jesus. And had nothing with that message. She was, he was saved clearly. After that, he came back and he was got baptized. He dedicated himself and to the Lord, he became pastor. And it was great God's work. It is interesting. When she obeyed God's other ones, in the birthday, and because husband called her, even she understanding, and why the birthday, why I have to surrender, how my life works. But you know, the husband came back and suspending in their lives because God is alive. With thanksgiving, with repentance, with asking, with obedience to God, we experience a miracle God performs. And also the last one is God, you know, gives us the word. If once we receive the word and with the belief we already deceived, we already, and that things already took place, and just we need to confess. Even the case of the Pastor Akimoto's second son, and when he was and born with a brain damage, and God told him to confess and mention to God, my son is healed. Then he did. You know that Pastor Minami Miyazaki, and he was born up in Saga. He came to Nagasaki. He went to Miyazaki, but no matter how his staying place is changed, and the one thing not changed. And he working in the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And if he's not a pastor, I know he's an area manager now. Even and one day, and he was asked to be the shop manager, and you can have a holiday in day off in the Sunday. And like this, you know, he was a good technique and high quality. I know in the big city in Tokyo, and I know a customer comes all the time, but local place in the Nagasaki and the other place, and I don't think the customer comes all the time. And so they have a vacant time. And also that commodity and Kentucky, after 2 hours passed after cooking, they exploit and they throw away all such commodities. And, therefore, the certain day and the certain time and the chicken, the number of chicken they cook is already decided. And because they already know about from the statistic, I don't know the Tuesday in the afternoon, and it's a time in the you know worst time, and nobody comes. And even the order come, and such a not a chicken, and therefore that's a deviation. And after receiving the order, they cook. But at that day, and she attended alimony prayer meeting, and she was cooking, he was cooking afternoon, and he became so sleepy, and having such a feeling, and in the condition he cooked the chicken. He found
chicken だらけになってた。
And that place is filled with the chicken. So cooked the chicken. Can you guess how many chickens he fried? And if you keep silence, you are Japanese. And I go overseas, and I know some people say, but Cambodian people are so shy, they don't. But China, or the United States of America, they do. One after another, just you know. So, and students say Japanese, but how many? Can you guess how many? 100. I don't know, not 100. A big, great, big number. Other places from the more or less number. Because you already know. And the 75 pieces they cooked. So, five times as usual. I don't understand why he could, and, but anyway, when he found out, he couldn't deal with at all at that time. Manager, shop manager scolded him because he had to tell and shop manager, and shop manager, I'm so sorry, but he scolded so much because most of them, and they have to throw away. What are you thinking? What are you doing? And he was scolded. Because that time no customer came, and so he was scolded so very strongly. But usually, you know, his behavior is so good, but and he scolded. But it's okay, and just return your job. But even he returned the place, he didn't do anything. But that time he start to use the face. He repented himself, but I'm proud of him because he didn't complain at all. And even I attending and alimony prayer, how come? And but just you know, he repented himself. God, sorry, I'm sorry, and having such a feeling, and I just cooked over numbers, and then he started to give thanks. I'm so sorry. I unconsciously, I just, you know, I didn't work concentrating myself. But I know Lord works for my good. Then he started to give thanks, he started to dance. The everything start. The thanksgiving is not a material to excuse ourselves. But even no matter negative one, no matter mistakes, and thanksgiving is a key to open the miracles. And when he started to give thanks, and I know such mistakes, and usually it's not sold out. Lord, please sell all of such pieces, and do not allow the shops have the damage. And he started to ask for the miracles, and people are depressed. And because people ask boldly, and people who give thanks in everything, and started to ask boldly with thanksgiving, and he asked boldly, honestly, and some thought came into his heart, and God said, oh, okay, I sell. And he thought, oh, and he believed God does, but it's okay if it is. After that, and he became happy, and because God told him, and God does. And it was, in the next three, he started to think, say, and such things just, and go to a shop manager to tell about that God is going to sell. And even the you know shop manager was so mad at that time. And but at that time, and you know, after a while, he became cool down. But you know, we really understand if we go shop manager at that time, shop manager again. And might upset and get mad, but God never, you know, compromise at that time. And God continually told him to go to shop manager to tell about that. And he decided himself, and he went to shop manager. He was working in the kitchen. He went to the shop manager about the chicken's matter, And the shop manager said, oh, I know. He was already known that he was a pastor. And he started to say, oh, God told me, and he's going to sell all the pieces I cooked. And the shop manager watched himself, watched him. He does the words, what he should say. Okay, it's okay. Retire your place. And he was dumb. He became dumb.
And
at that time, 30 yen already half an hour passed after cooking. And even one after 1 hour passed, and no customer came. 1 hour 20 minutes after cooking, and came, and a customer came to the shop. At that time, and even the customer comes, and they buy such a salad, and juice, and ice cream, and but that customer and bought ordered 5 pieces chicken, but still, you know, he cooked 75 pieces. And after that customer left the shop, and the other customer came, ordered and 10 pieces, and next 3, and customer came, and 5, and fourth customer and came after third customer left, and ordered and 10 pieces, and totally 40 pieces were sold. He was surprised, and that one sold out, and since after that, and the customer came very, you know, continually, and one after another. Even they ordered, what they ordered, all of them ordered, and chicken. I don't know about the Kentucky Fried Chicken so well, but they ordered chicken. At that the shop manager was on the shop because he was surprised because chicken was sold one after another, and the shop manager ordered to cook chicken more. And after that, later, if you know they don't cook, and when order came, and you know, and the fried chicken shop and show the and such a kind of a card. Okay, please wait 5 minutes. If I am my and at that time, and if I am a customer, and if I see such a card, I deal with such a shop. But you know, and at that time, 75 pieces are already cooked, and the customer didn't leave at all. And later, and more customer came, and they ordered chicken, and then and they cooked again. And later, and shop manager came to him, and he apologized to him, and sorry, I scored before, and he's the one who know. And that time, and no customer come, not many customer come, but he asked that pastor what he did, and he said, oh, with repentance, I gave thanks, and I asked God, and God told me, and I'm going to sell. Then I told, and God told me to go to shop manager to tell about that. Then I did. And then shop manager said, oh, I want to ask things, and I want to ask you to ask God, your God. Then, because that time, no customer came, and then, and that pastor started to preach gospel to the shop manager. Shop manager was saved at that time. It's an actual testimony. It was great. His mistakes. Because he cooked over. But he started with his and face, and all his cooked pieces were sold, and also the shop manager who scored him was saved. After that, he changed a lot. Even he worked, so shop manager was so busy, but he did. And the book of the Cornerstone Orphanage Ministry, and also the shop manager asked and the workers to read it, because God performed miracles. God showed his love. And so the important thing is the usage of the faith. We know we make mistakes. Don't blame yourself, but repent and received, you are forgiven and give thanks and boldly ask, even your mistakes turn into goodness. Even the harm you receive from people, just, you know, give thanks with thanksgiving, and also the forgiving others, just to give thanks. Even nothing impossible is God, so ask God. Even and also obey God's address. But sometimes you don't understand why, but just discern, evaluate, and finally just confess. And if at that time Pastor Minami didn't go to pastor, shop manager to tell about that, and the shop manager might say, oh, you are good lucky, but because he went to shop manager to tell about that, shop manager really understood how God worked. And then finally, he started to share his own problem with the pastor. So usage of faith we need, and the miracle and God perform. God has no partiality. I don't think he's special. And everyone, and God works to everyone. God work, he perform his work. So with thanksgiving to God, and asking God, obeying God, and start to confess. Once you start faith, if you show faith, and God is alive, nothing possible is Him. Keep it in mind. In midst of that, the love of God, not knowledge, in your daily life, I just, you know, you experience, oh, God loves me, and God is alive. Then, and God gives you His hope. Keep it in mind. Today, I want to conclude the message. So next week, and basing on faith, we want to learn the love of God. I went overseas. I have many things to share, but if I share the testimony and the Christian, the country I'm visiting, might be harmed, so I don't. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your scripture. Even you are invisible, you are living God, and you love risking your lives. And I know you do your best in your lives, and because of my mistakes, and me and the people around me, and had such a depressed time, and because other ones in the mistakes, and we might receive such a harm, and we some just depressed, harming others, you know, blaming others, blaming ourselves, but receiving everything and relying on God, who and let everything work for our good, and relying on Him, obeying God, and miracle and the love God perform, and each and all of us could experience. Please lead us. God who is alive and loving, and each one of us in God's hand, we could experience. Please lead us. Let me pray. With the transgression, our prayer not answered. Shall make the time to confess the repentance. We just God the search our mind to lead us to make confession of repentance. God said, what do you want me to do? Your supplication, your problem, financial problem, relationship problem, your work, your study, your job, any kind of things, your desire, your own things, your family members, your workers, and God answer for that supplication. Lord said, please touch each one of our heart, the spirit and the problem, healing and miracle perform, show your victory profoundly. In the name of Jesus, I order be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I mental disease, mental disorder, and sickness of body, I order be healed. Be healed. And body sickness and mental sickness and the evil spirit and the influence in the name of Jesus, tear down. This week, and some are depressed and such a scatter and expel and broken, such a, you know, the mind, but give thanks thoroughly, and some praise the Lord, because, and just tear down such a speech and usage. But if you do, and immediately, and you were delivered, that in the name of Jesus, go. And heart and mind, I order the depression and the scatter in the name of Jesus, leave. And someone has a broken backache. And it's a chronical and you know, temporary heat, but just continue to confess the word of God. With that word, after disease or pains, you don't come back again. Just I declare and healing in the schizophrenia and fear and the contacting people and the sleepless and the fever and the tumor and the cancer in the name of Jesus be healed. And the body, heart, and mind in the name of Jesus, I declare the healing, God's healing, be healed, be healed. And the inner ones and the eyes, it might be itchy and so strange feeling, God healed you. And right and the left, and left knees, and someone has the wrong, the God touch, and someone teeth, the decay. And the God told you to visit the dentist, but can't visit, but God touch. If you feel God's leading, just visit dentist. But more than your thought, you know, more shortly and briefly, and your visiting end, and healed, cured. That in future, your way, your God's leading in future, things you wish, but even if you have, but on the other hand, you feel impossible, you have a things, and you ask best, but second one is okay, third one is okay, you already finished, but depths of your heart, you don't accept, but real supplication, with such a real first question, ask me, and more boldly, I perform miracle, and I heal you. Jesus, thank you. You are God, living God, not just by performing a miracle and glory. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. That's benediction.